So we're going to do what's called a risk assessment for each customer. If we do this every single time, the answer is pretty much going to reveal itself as what the non-urgent thing would be, okay? So on any given system, if you think about it, there is the age of the system, there's average life, it's either in or out of warranty, right? And then there's a probability. A probability factor here. Age, average life, warranty, probability. Once we have that discussion, then we're going to look towards the based on this risk assessment, the normal relevant options may be the preemptive repair, an agreement, a system upgrade, or an accessory that solves a problem. An accessory that what? That what?
Solves a problem.
That what?
Solves a problem.
Okay. So the customer needs to understand how that happens. So I want to ask you all a question. And if everybody can get on the same page with this at your organization, so you're sending the same message to your customer each time, that's really going to condition everybody to speak the same language. So it's important for comfort advisors, dispatchers, customer service reps, leadership, and the people in the field to have this exact same date. And here's my question. What's the average life of a system?
13 years.
Anybody else?
12.
Anybody else?
12.
Anybody else? So I had 15 and 12. So if one technician comes out and says it's 12 years, the next technician comes out and says 15 years, what's my experience with you? What am I thinking? What do you think I'm thinking?
You're liars.
Yeah, lie to some's right. So what kind of emotion does that encourage?
Negative.
Not very good, right? So action is not going to be in your favor, is it? See how that works? Something as simple as that standard can put the wrong thought in the customer's mind and totally ruin their experience with you. Lack of credibility. You totally wiped out credibility. So first of all, getting everybody on the same page with that.
Is there a standard for national averages for lifespan of equipment? Is that documented?
What I've been accustomed to is 12 to 15.
Yeah, we Googled it after your last...
I just Googled it. It says 16 to 20 on Google.
So we came up with 15 as something that we would all say on the team. We printed it in our company brochure, etc. So...
Yeah, so what I'm suggesting is whatever your organization is comfortable with, standardize it. Standardize that message, okay? So you won't send mixed signals to your customers first and foremost. Is that fair? So for purposes of demonstration and practice in here, what range do you want to go with?
15 years.
Well, give me
12
a...
12 to 15.
12 to 15? Okay. So we say 12 to 15. So the nice thing about this, no matter how old the equipment is, the conversation is going to be structurally the same. And it's an easy thing to do. It's an easy thing to talk, speak, have a conversation with the customer about, all right? So you're going to have age ranges between, 1 to 5, 6 to 10, 10 to 15, or 20, right? 10 and older. So let's say the system's 5 years old. Great news. I can repair your system. I have the part on the truck. It's going to cost, $795 to replace the condenser fan motor and capacitor and repair a couple of burnt wires. Once I get it operating, I'm going to take a look at it and see if there's anything else. If there is, I'll let you know before I complete. Now, it is 5 years old. Average life is 12 to 15. Some of the parts are probably still in warranty, so we can take care of that for you. And the probability of future repairs is fairly low because of its age and condition, but all I would highly recommend is a
maintenance plan.
So we can keep it in peak operating condition. You can enjoy a 15% discount on today's repair. What would you like to do? Everybody say, what would you like to do? What would you like to do? Who's in control of making that decision at that point?
Customer.
customer.
That's exactly what you want, the customer. How was that experience for your customer with that simple conversation?
Positive.
It's positive, right? So let's mix it up a little bit. Let's say the system's 17 years old. Same thing. Great news. I've looked at the system. It can be. I can restore operation. You had a bad condenser fan motor. I happen to have one on my truck. It's going to cost $750 to repair. Once I get it operating, I'll look over the system to make sure there wasn't anything else that caused it to fail. Now, your system is 17 years old. The average life is 12 to 15. It's out of warranty, and the probability of future repairs are high. Given its age and condition, it might be a lot of money to put into the system given that under these circumstances. I can repair it for you today, or if you like, I can have somebody pop by and review what it's going to take to upgrade to something a little newer and new warranties and fresh, and maybe do some things that'll help you out with your allergies. What would you like to do? Everybody say, what would you like to do? What would you like to do? Who's in charge of the decision?
Customer.
And that's what you want. Now, can y'all see how we can get 10 to 12% leads generated when people are conditioned in the field to have that exact conversation with the customer? Yes or no? Yes? That's how it works. Can you see the possibility of increasing your own maintenance agreements for systems that are 6 to 12 years old in demand season, right? That's how it's done. Okay, it's a very, very simple conversation with the customer.